Well, good morning and God bless. This is Pastor Gary Anderson. Wilma and I would like to invite you to a very special pre-Thanksgiving communion service. Now, what do I mean by that, pre-Thanksgiving? I'll explain that as time goes on. But I simply want to thank you for coming and bless you and your families for being a part of this fellowship. As many of you know, and some of you may not, there's a way for forgiveness that God set up many, 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 many thousands of years ago. When Adam blew it, he and Eve, by eating the forbidden fruit, man fell into condemnation and sin. And every man after that, until Jesus Christ, the second Adam, came, was born under sin and in sin. Well, God started making a way for man to get out of that sin early, early on. One of the first things he did, you'll find in Leviticus and Exodus. And in those two books of the Bible, God made it available for the priest to take a lamb of the first year without spot or blemish and offer it for the sacrifice of sin for all of Israel. So from the get-go, a lamb was required for the forgiveness of sin. The blood had to be shed and then the body broken for the forgiveness of sin. And that, again, from Exodus chapter 29, verses 38, and so on. And then Leviticus chapter 12, 6, and chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, all talk about the need for a lamb being offered by the priest to cover the sins of the nation. Well, in John chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist was by the River Jordan baptizing people. And as he was carrying out the baptismal service, he looked up and lo and behold, who was coming? Jesus Christ. And so he announced to the crowd, verse 29 of chapter 1 of John, the next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. God set it up for Jesus Christ to be the final sacrificial lamb. That's why Jesus Christ had to go through the 40 hours of beatings by Roman soldiers in Luke. And that's why he had to be nailed to a tree, to a cross. And that's why he had to go through all of the things he had to go through, the pain, the suffering, and the shed blood that he went through for the forgiveness of our sins. And that's covered in John in John 3:16 and 17, where it says, and John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then 3:17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus Christ was the only man that had a right to condemn the world. But not to condemn the world, but to free us, to set us free from sin. John 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That was the whole purpose of Jesus Christ coming. And that's the reason he had to go through what he went through, for the forgiveness of our sins. And then we get to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. And it says, "For as much as we know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from the vain conversations received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." That's 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. And then we go down to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and verses 23 through 30 cover the actual the communion service. Now I want you to understand something here. This was at the Last Supper. This was the last time Jesus Christ sat down with his apostles, and they broke bread and they had a supper together. Following that supper, following the Last Supper, he took the remnants left over from the meal, the bread and the wine, and offered a special service called the communion service. And that was to set the pattern for all of the communion services to follow. And I'll read through that briefly. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. "For this was what the Lord himself said, and I pass it on to you. And just as I received it, on the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is, or this represents, my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Verse 25. "And in the same way, he took the cup of wine after the supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And then the next line, "And as often as you do this, as often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me." Those were the words of Jesus Christ. So how often should communion service be given? Well, traditionally in most churches, or many churches, it's the first Sunday of every month. But Jesus Christ is telling them, when he's explaining to the apostles how it's to be handled, "As often as you drink this, or as often as you do this, it can follow any meal." And that was the point. We need to take the time after each meal to give thanks for everything that Jesus Christ did for us, that God actually did for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as we do that in remembrance of what the wine represents and what the bread represents, we do it in remembrance of Jesus Christ and his ultimate sacrifice. Well, now let me clarify something. What if you don't have wine? Whatever you drink, whether it be Kool-Aid, wine, water, fruit drink, whatever you drink, drink it in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has shed blood for our sins. And whatever we eat needs to be taken in light of what the body was battering that he went through, the over 40 hours of torture that he went through before being nailed to the cross for our sins and to cover our shortcomings. And another thing I want you to think about, as Jesus Christ was hanging there on the cross, part of the final words that came out of his mouth were, "Father, forgive them." Who? The soldiers that had beaten him for over 40 hours, that had nailed him to the cross, the orders that had been given to the soldiers to do that. As he was laying there, suffering in pain, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Every time we partake of a meal, particularly now that we're right here before Thanksgiving, and that Thanksgiving, unfortunately for a lot of us, it's going to be given without a thought about Jesus Christ and what he went through. But we need to, not only at Thanksgiving Day and at those times, but every time we have a meal, we need to stop and remember the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us and for our sins. And as he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25, "As often as you drink it, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For every time you eat at this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death till he comes again." Are we going to announce? Are we going to announce the death of Jesus Christ and the ultimate sacrifice that he went through for us as we celebrate Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving meal? Or any time we sit down to have a meal, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we need to stop and do so in light of the things that Jesus Christ did for us and on our behalf, so that we could live without being caught up in bondage to sin and chaos. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "This do you until..." Well, Jesus Christ in Corinthians chapter 11 was saying, "Do this as often as you do it until I come." Well, the coming he was talking about was in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. And it says, "At that time, the dead in Christ shall be gathered together and join him in the air. And then those of us which are yet alive will join them also in the air. And there we will be with the Lord forever." Our sins will be forgiven. Our sins have already been forgiven. We will be cleansed, and we will be taken care of. And then back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. "So if anyone eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, that person is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." Remember that every time you have a snack with a drink, or every time you have a meal, and particularly at Thanksgiving and special events like that, take the time to remember the price that God paid in giving his only begotten Son for our sins and for cleansing us from all sins. Verse 28, "That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup." Stop and remember what it's all about before partaking of the blood, represented by whatever we're drinking, and the broken body, represented by the wafer that we take in light of that. Verse 29, "For if you eat and drink of this cup unworthily, not honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon you." And then verse 30 from the New International Testament. From the New International Testament, verse 30 says, "That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some of you have even died." Why? Because we fail to properly discern the Lord's body. We fail to stop and think whenever we eat and drink what God did for us through his Son, Jesus Christ, in offering him for our sins and our sacrifices. Again, back to John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, keeping this in mind, taking this in mind, and whenever you have a meal, particularly at Thanksgiving or any other occasion, do it in remembrance of what Jesus Christ did, what the body represented, why he had to go through the 40 hours of beatings and hang on a cross, be nailed to a cross, why he had to go through that. But he went through that out of love for us. And as he hung there, he said, Father, forgive them. The soldiers who had beaten him for over 40 hours with a cat of nine tails, among other things, and ultimately stuck him in the ribs with a spear and nailed him to a cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If they had only realized the fullness and the impact that thousands of years later, we would still be celebrating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ because of what it represented to us and the freedom from sin and the freedom from all chaos, all healing, and the power of forgiveness. I love you guys. We love you, Wilma and I, and we thank God for you each and every day. Have a fantastic day.